Port's coming to bat here in the bottom of the second, and all of a sudden trailing 6-1. The six-run top of the second for Rancho Cucamonga. Five of those six runs are earned because of the error by Trace Lair. So the Ports will try and start this comeback attempt with 5, 6, and 7 in their lineup. Bride, Armenteros, and Lair against the lefty Crawford. Trailing 6-1. Bride 261 against the league. And the first pitch from Crawford is a fastball in there at the knees for strike one. Bride in the series finale against Lancaster, 1-4. Right-handed hitter awaiting the pitch from the lefty Crawford, and he lines one foul down the right side, backing out of play. Bride on Wednesday saw his 12-game hitting streak come to an end with an 0-3. The 0-2, fastball inside, just barely. Good pitch from Crawford, and the count 1-2. Bride 2-11 on the series against the Jethawks. Down in the count 1-2, and the pitch out of the windup is lined fair down the third baseline and into the corner. Over to cut it off is Heredia. He's got to play the carom, and Bride will cruise into second base with a leadoff double. That's a start for the Ports. And here comes Lazaro Armenteros.
Now batting left fielder number 13, Lazaro Armenteros.
Armenteros, 235, 14 home runs, 48 RBIs, with Bride on second base. Out of the stretch, Crawford's first pitch to Armenteros is a changeup that misses low. One ball and no strikes. Lazarito, 1-4 in the series against Lancaster, did not play in the first game, and homered in game two of that series. The 1-0 pitch, big swing and a miss, came up empty on a fastball. One ball and one strike. Armenteros leads the league in strikeouts with 164. Big right-handed hitter, native of Cuba. Here's the pitch from Crawford, and it's a changeup in there at the knees, taken for a strike, 1-2. So for Armenteros, 164 strikeouts in just 89 games, but he does lead the league in walks. He's drawn 56 base on balls, and his on-base percentage is at .354. Left on right here. Bright off a second. Ports trailing 6-1. Long look in. Here's the pitch from Crawford. It's a fastball inside corner. Strike three called, and Armenteros knew it. Good sequence there from Crawford as he went changeups down and then buzzed Armentero inside. Third strikeout for the lefty, and here comes Trace Lair. Second straight game in which the Ports have surrendered a big inning early. Left on left here with left-handed hitting Lair. Slightly open stance. Bride off of second base. Infield plays Lair to pull, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. 9 runs for Lancaster in the top of the first last night. And 6 for Rancho Cucamonga here in the top of the second. The Quakes lead at 6-1. With one out here in the bottom half of the second inning. The entire field now engulfed in shadows.